请翻开圣经。
Open our Bibles.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
It's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。二十五节。
25.
他宁肯和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。二十六节。
26。
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。二十七节。
27。
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。这段圣经是在说明摩西他怎么样来舍弃他自己来跟从神。
This passage records of how Moses gave up of himself to follow after God.
那摩西他在王国里面他享有权势，享有学问，享有地位，财富。
And when Moses was in the Pharaoh's place, he was able to enjoy all kind of education, knowledge, and wealth.
那这个可以提供我们想要跟从神的人一个指引。
And this can show us how, as a person who wants to follow God.
啊，同时也是勉励我们要舍弃自己，然后来跟从耶稣。
At the same time, it tells us that we need to give up of ourselves to follow after Jesus.
那我们荧幕上这个字的中文意思就是说舍己，否定自己的意思。
And
荧幕上
Oh, sorry. The screen says a self-denying faith.
那以前我在讲这个题目的时候，那有位信徒就来问我说我们怎么样来否定自己呢？
And one time when I was talking about this subject, this member came up to me and asked, "How can I deny myself?"
假如要出去找工作的话，那否定自己，那一定是找不到事情的。
If I go out and look for a job, if I deny myself, then there's definitely no way I can find a job.
啊，因为现在这个时代，在美国就是要自我膨胀、自我吹嘘啊，才找得到事。
Because in today's society, everybody has to go out to proclaim how great they are themselves to be able to find a job.
啊，我有一些朋友不是从事电脑的，但是呢，他来我这里学一个月，后来出去呢，他就到别的地方呢去实习啊。
And so before I had people come to me to learn about computers, after they spend a month with me, then they go out and work.
那就他人很谦虚啊，所以他去找事的时候啊，他都找不到事情。
And so this person was a very meek person, and so when he went to look for a job, he couldn't find a job.
后来他就回来告诉我说，他怎么都找不到事。
And so this person came back to me and said, "Why is it that I can't find a job?"
后来我就问他，他就说他老板在问他问题，他说老实回答都。还不很熟哎，还不怎么熟啊。
And so he said the reason I asked him what happened. He said, "Well, when they ask me a question, I honestly say, 'Well, I'm not very familiar with this or that.'"
后来我就告诉他，你不能这样说了，你要膨胀一点。
I told him, "You can't just say that. You have to boast of yourself a little bit."
那后来他就找到事。
And then he found a job.
那这边所谓的舍己啊，否定自己啊。我们要不是在人面前否定自己，是在神的面前否定自己。
And so when we deny ourselves, we're not denying ourselves in front of man, but in front of God.
那摩西，我们回到出埃及记来看摩西他当时怎么来否定他自己。
So let's turn back to Exodus to see how Moses denied himself.
我们请看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章十一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 11。
我们请看第十节。
Let's start with verse 10。
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。11节。
11。
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？当摩西在旷野40年替他的岳父牧养牛羊的时候，
and after Moses spent 40 years with his father-in-law to take care of sheep,
那神就向他显现，
and God appeared to him.
他说，我要打发你去见法老，你要将我的百姓啊从埃及地领出来。
And God said to him that I will send you to the Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of Egypt.
然后摩西啊，他就说，我是什么人呢？怎么能够做这个事情呢？
And Moses said to God, Who am I that I can do such a thing?
我们就是把这一段啊，再来重复一次的话，看看结果怎么样。
And so we review this section, we can see what the result was.
摩西他说，我们再看第十节好了。
Let's look at verse 10.
所以我要打发你去见法老，使你将我的百姓从以色列地里领出来。
He says, "Come now, therefore, I will send you to the Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of Egypt."
然后摩西就很高兴，就跳起来。
And so Moses very happily jumped up.
就对神说。
And then he says to God,
哦，这样好啊，现在是一个很好的机会。
He says, "This is great. This is a great opportunity."
我在旷野已经等了40年了。
I've been waiting in the wilderness for 40 years.
终于机会来了。
Finally, my chance is here.
神啊，你知道我在旷野很无聊。
God, you know how boring it is here in the wilderness.
又没有姐妹在这里。
There are no sisters here with me either.
也没有弟兄在这里。
And of course, no brothers either.
我还没讲完。
I didn't finish my statement.
也没有弟兄在这里。
So no brothers with me here either.
那现在是一个很好的机会，我要报复呀，回去拯救我的百姓。
And so now this is the perfect opportunity for me to go back to save my people.
主啊，我很感谢你啊。
And Lord, I'm so thankful.
那什么时候可以出发呢？
So when can I start off on this journey?
神就会告诉他说。
And then God will tell him.
你再等个40年吧。
Wait another 40 years.
所以还好摩西没有这样子说啊。
So it was a good thing that Moses didn't say this.
摩西他说，我是什么人呢？
Moses said, Who am I?
那么意思就是说，我不算什么呢。
And that is to say that I am nothing.
我们在神的面前也是一样的。
And so when we come in front of God, we must do the same thing.
摩西就是因为他自己觉得他不是什么人，所以神才向他显现。
It was only because Moses thought that he was nothing that God appeared to him.
摩西这个时候呢，已经全部都头昏昏了，只会学羊叫的声音，咩咩咩咩咩。
And by this time, Moses, the only thing he could do was to learn after the sheep and just meh around.
40年以前所学的大概都忘光了。
And all the things he learned 40 years ago, he had already forgotten.
我来读神学以前呢，我是我有电脑的技术师的执照。
And before I started the TTP program, I was a licensed
computer
technician.
那我自己也在教电脑。
And I was also teaching people about computers.
我也在教一些电脑的程式。
And I also taught some computer.
我也教网路。
Programming and also some web programming.
Networking.
What networking?
可是现在你要问我的话，我都忘得一干二净了。
But now if you ask me anything, I forgot everything.
那何况摩西他40年。
So what about Moses? 40 years.
可是我们看看他40年以前啊，他是怎么来决定他要放弃他在王宫的那种生活。
And so let's take a look 40 years back when he decided to leave his life in the palace.
我们请看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
22节。
Verse
22. 使徒行传七章22节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 22.
摩西学的埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。40岁以前呢的他，不是像40岁以后今天那样落魄的样子。
The Moses of 40 years ago was not the same Moses as he was now.
他是很有学问的人呢，说话行事都有才能。
And he was a very learned man, and everything that he did was out of wisdom and words and deeds.
但是他当时是什么原因让他做了那么大的决定，说要跟神的百姓在一起？
So what made the what helped him make the decision that he would become and be with the people of God?
当时他有两种决定。
At that time, he had two decisions.
一种决定就是在继续留在王宫里面当王子。
One decision was that he would stay within the palace and continue to be a prince.
那另外一种决定就是离开王宫，跟神的百姓住在一起。
And then the second decision was to leave the palace and to live with the people of God.
在摩西的心中，他或许有很大的挣扎。
Perhaps within Moses' heart, he was struggling.
我要留在王宫的话，我可以享受荣华富贵。
If I stay in this palace, then I can enjoy all the luxuries that come along with it.
他的养母啊，就是法老的女儿，也很疼他。
And the mother that raised him, which is Pharaoh's daughter, also loved him greatly.
按照历史的记载， 他就是法老的继承人。
And according to the historical history, it says that he was the
successor.
He was the successor of the pharaoh.
但是呢，他没有选择这条路。
But he didn't choose this route.
可是我们想想，从天上要跌到地下那种差别哈，这个普通人呢很难去接受。
And so we can think about how great a difference it was to just pretty much fall out from the sky down to the earth.
那我以前是住一个很大的房子。
I used to live in a very big house.
啊，来读神学院呢，就把它卖掉了。
And when I came to study in the TTP program, I sold it.
那感谢神，就搬到一个比较小的房子。
And thank God, we moved to a smaller house.
那当开始呢，也是很不习惯。
And when I first started there, I wasn't used to it.
以前那个大房子啊，买东西回来就是乱丢，你也可以，你也看不到那个是什么东西。反正房子比较大，可以随便丢的。
And so before, when I had a big house, if I bought anything home, I could just throw it anywhere, and nobody would even notice.
可是现在搬去比较小的房子以后呢，不用买啊，就是从大搬去小的东西就一大堆乱七八糟的。
And so when I moved into the small house, I didn't even need to go out and buy anything. It's just moving from a bigger house to a smaller house. Things were everywhere.
那走到楼上去呀、啊，走路关关关那个木板呢，嗯，这。景观景观、哎、
And then when I walk up the stairs even creak.
所以一个人要从那比较好的环境要换到一个比较不好的环境、嗯、的确是很难的事情。
And so it is truly a difficult task to go from a better environment to a worse environment.
那何况摩西他是一个180度的转变。
And what about Moses? His was a 180 degree change.
他就是完全啊舍弃他自己。
He completely denied himself.
我们再请看回来希伯来书
Let's turn back to Hebrews
十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
二十四节
Verse 24
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子二十五节
25
他宁可和神的百姓受苦害也不愿暂时享受罪中之乐、啊、他就看基督的为基督所说的灵禄比埃及的财宝更宝贵、啊、那么这边他就放弃三样事情
Here he gave up of three things
他放弃、啊、他的、地位
He gave up of his status、
啊、就是为法老女儿之子
That he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter、
啊、他不愿意享受最终之乐
And he was he also gave up the enjoying the passing pleasures of sin
那这个最终之乐啊是暂时的这边圣经还特别提说是暂时享受最终这是暂时的
And here when it talks about the pleasures of sins it says that it is temporary it is passing
那他还放弃啊他埃及的财物
And he also gave up the treasures in Egypt
那这三样事情都是世人所追求的
These are all three things that people of this world pursue
那我们是不是也在追求这三样呢
So are we also pursuing the same three things?
我们只要是在追求这三样的话，那我们的灵性呢，有一天呢、啊，会变成一个很危险的地步。
And if we are still pursuing these three things, then our spirituality may be in a dangerous position.
当时罗德啊，跟他的伯伯亚伯拉罕分家的时候
，And when Lot separated with his uncle Abraham,
他就搬去那个索多玛跟俄摩拉的地方。
He moved towards the area of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，他是慢慢搬去的。
He moved slowly and slowly.
嗯，他搬去那啊，起初觉得良心很不安，离开他的伯父。
And when he first moved away, he felt that he wasn't quite peaceful in his heart. He left his uncle.
刚开始, 他会睡不着觉。
And perhaps in the beginning, he couldn't fall asleep at night.
但过了几天以后, 他都习惯, 他都呼呼大睡。
But then after a few days, he got used to it, and he was able to fall asleep.
而且打呼哦。
Oh, and even snore.
但是呢, 过了几天以后, 他习惯, 他就慢慢往这个城市的方向搬移。
But then after a few more days, he got more and more comfortable, and he started moving closer to the city.
搬了以后呢，要觉得心里面很不安啊，说啊，我大概是不对，这样搬是这样子不对。
And so maybe the first few days after his move, he felt, I'm not quite peaceful in my heart, maybe I made a wrong decision by moving.
那过了几天以后，他的良心就安下来，说，哎，这样可以了，他说没问题，我安的。
But then after a few days, he got used to it, his conscience told him, it's okay, I'm at peace now.
我们，里面可能年轻人啊，常去看电影，对不对？
As youth, do we go and watch a lot of movies?
一个礼拜看一次电影的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you watch a movie once a week.
啊，不敢举手，还是这个。
It's probably you probably don't dare to raise your hand.
不会骂。
Don't worry, we won't scold you.
啊，去看电影院的时候，你一进去啊，你比较晚去的话，里面都是一片黑暗。
And if you enter into a theater and you go a little later, then all you see is darkness.
你进去很不习惯。
And when you first walk in there, you're just not used to the darkness.
啊，你就说摸摸，还有人指引，用手电筒说啊，你的位置在这边。
And then so you need to move, touch the walls with your hands, or somebody needs to shine a flashlight to say this is where you're sitting.
但是过了3分钟以后呢，你就很习惯了，你就不用再手电筒。
But then after 3 minutes, you get very used to it. You don't even need a flashlight anymore.
所以一个人为什么说圣灵是很重要？
And so why do we say that the Holy Spirit is so important?
圣灵就是神的光。
The Holy Spirit is the light of God.
神的光照到你心里的时候。
When the light of God shines within your heart.
当时那个时刻呢，你一定心里面会责备自己，说我为什么会做这个事情。
Then that light will rebuke you and say, why have you done this thing?
还没做以前，圣灵会责备你说：“你不要做啊，不能做。”
And before you even start working on this thing, then the Holy Spirit will rebuke you and say, "Don't do it."
那一个人只要是不能够离开那个罪恶地方啊，不能够顺服圣灵的话，他就慢慢习惯那个黑暗的一面。
But if a person doesn't submit to the will of the Holy Spirit, then he'll get used to the darkness.
所以他就失去了这种感觉。
And then he'll even lose his sensitivity towards this.
所以一样的信徒啊，有人做这个事情呢，不会怎么样，可是有的人就心里面很不安。
So as church members, some members may feel at peace doing something, but others may not.
有人呢，不觉得说不圣洁的人呢，来会堂举行婚礼啊，是不好的。
Some people don't think that it's a bad thing to have unpure people come to have a wedding ceremony in the church.
有的人主张说，我们会堂为什么不能够开放让外邦人进来做婚礼？
And some people ask, why can't we open up our chapels to allow unbelievers to be married here too?
所以就是那种是非之心啊，就已经慢慢的混淆不清楚。
And so this heart of being able to distinguish between what is good and wrong is slowly going away.
所以一样的，我们只要是一直追求这三样东西的话，那我们有一天呢，我们那个良心呢，就会变得很昏暗。
And so if we continue to pursue these three things, then one day our conscience will be clouded.
那神审判的时候是看到最后一天是暗还是光还是明的。
And when Jesus judges us, he's going to look at us on the very last day. Are we in the darkness or are we in the light?
假如是我们最后断气的那一天是黑暗的话，那神就是按照那一天来审判。
And so the day that we take our last breath and we are in the darkness, then God will judge us according to that.
所以神在这个以西结书那边说啊， 一个义人啊，他就是犯罪的话，他以前都不被纪念。
And so in the book of Ezekiel, it tells us that if a righteous man sins, all of his righteousness before him will be forgotten.
所以就是以最后一天啊，那个为标准的。
And so it just depends on your very last day.
那大家可以说，那我最后一天才发起热心。
So many people can say, well, I'll just wait till my very last day and I'll be very fervent.
但是问题是，哪一天是我们最后一天呢？不是掌握在我们自己的手中。
The problem is, our last day is not in our own control.
所以摩西他就因着信呢，他就离开这三样东西。
And so Moses, because of faith, he left these three things.
他就在神的面前呢，好像一条线呢，把它切断。
And he was like a string in front of God that was being cut.
啊，切断这些罪恶的东西。
And he has cut himself away from all of these evil things.
啊，为了要跟从神。
And the purpose was to follow after God.
所以他以后真的是被神所重用。
And so we can see that he was truly used by God.
所以我们看到一个人假设不能够切掉这些罪恶的东西、啊、那神不会用他。
And so we see that if a person doesn't cut himself away from the sinful things, then God will not use him.
所以我们看到有些你们这边的、啊、年轻人在一起、啊、
And so here, all of us youth gather together here.
那有些能够被教会所重用。
Some people can be used by the church.
那有些不能够被教会所重用。
Some are not being used.
那其实教会啊，神赏赐教会有权柄。
And God has given the church authority.
那其实有时候教会啊，就神的教会、啊，教会方面都知道我们在做什么。
And the church of God will know what we are doing.
因为神呢、啊、会显明。
Because God will reveal it to us.
有人偷东西就、找不出来，说是谁偷的不知道、啊、但是呢，神显明啊，就让有的信徒啊知道说是哪一个人偷的。
And sometimes when somebody steals in the church and nobody can find out who it is, then God will reveal it to the church to say who is the one who is stealing.
我们再看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能够看见的主。他离开埃及啊，不怕王怒。
He forsook Egypt, and he was not afraid of the wrath of the king.
这个王叫做法老王。
This king is the Pharaoh.
啊，法老王就是代表着魔鬼。
And Pharaoh represents Satan.
一个人要离开黑暗，走向光明的时候，有时候魔鬼会阻挡。
When a person is to turn away from darkness and walk towards the light, then Satan will stop him.
啊，伊丽莎白教会有个慕道者啊，他要信主啊，但是他受到很大魔鬼的阻挡。
And there was a truth seeker in the Elizabeth Church when he was trying to come.He was stopped by Satan.
他祷告的时候啊，魔鬼就把他推啊，推他去碰那个钢琴啊。
And so when he was praying, then Satan pushed him and pushed him towards the piano.
啊，魔鬼抓到头发，这个头上女生头比较多了，就抓起来以后，这边就长个瘤。
I'm sorry, it's a female. And so when she was praying, Satan would grab onto her hair and it even caused to have a tumor in her head.
啊，以后呢，信徒在奉耶稣的名呢，帮他这样子按摩啊，以后他就消了。
And so after she believed, in the name of Jesus Christ, they massaged her head, and then the tumor went down.
但是呢，我们不要怕这个王怒，不要怕魔鬼生气。
But we should not be afraid of the wrath of Satan.
那有时候你们有些叫做同伴的压力啊。
And sometimes we have peer pressure.
那同伴呢，请你去那个不该去的地方的时候。
And when your peers invite you to a place that you shouldn't go.
还是同伴在安息日邀请你去参加舞会、参加生日舞会的时候。
Or perhaps on a Friday night, a Sabbath night, they invite you to a birthday party or a party.
那有时候你不去啊，他们就断绝往来。
And if you don't go to these things, then they stop hanging out with you.
那有些年轻人就是要能够被他们所接受，所以他就把信仰的尺度呢放宽，他就跟他们在一起。
And so some youth, they feel like they need to belong to someone, and so they allow themselves to go to these.
那久而久之呢，就会跟他们一样，被他们同化。
And after a while, they become the same as everyone else.
所以我们所谓的，自我否认呢、啊，自我否认就是说在神的面前自我否认。
And so when we say self-sacrifice and self-denial, we mean to deny ourselves in front of Christ.
那我们的结果呢，也不是空空的，也不是二十六节说啊。
And verse 26 tells us of our reward.
因他想要得到哈，妄想所要得到的赏赐。
And because he looked to that reward.
所以这种做的结果以后是有赏赐的。
And so after doing all this, there is a reward to come.
那我们在忍耐的过程当中也要恒心的忍耐。
And so as we're passing through this period of time, we need to be patient.
好像雅各书那边所说的，我们要忍耐也当成功了。
And in the book of James, it tells us that we must persevere and we will be successful.
我们忍耐一天两天、有时候忍耐十天、受不了了。
And sometimes we persevere for 1 day, 2 days, maybe even 10 days, but after a while we say this is too much.
因为在信主的过程当中就是在魔鬼征战。
Because as long as we're believing in Jesus Christ, we are battling with Satan.
我们注意看哈，所有犯罪的东西啊，对肉体来讲都是一种享受。
And if we take a look at all the things that are considered sinful, they are all pleasures to our body.
男女之间的交情啊。
And we have relationships between the male and the female.
有的吸毒啊，赌博啊。
And drugs and also gambling.
啊，去跳舞啊。
Dancing.
喝酒啊。
Drinking.
这些都很 enjoy， 这些都是很享受的东西。
All of these things are enjoyments to the flesh.
要去那边要享受是很容易啊。
And it's actually very easy to go to enjoy in these things.
有时候你也不需要花钱就可以享受。
And sometimes you don't even have to spend money and you can enjoy it.
它的这些事情呢，都是会让我们灵性死亡的东西。
But these are all things that will bring us to our death.
所以我们不要怕我们的同伴他们的批评。
And so we should not be afraid of the peer pressure.
但是我们有这种坚持的话，也要成功忍耐，坚持到底。
But if we want to persevere, we must persevere until the very end to be successful.
那这个我们都要靠圣灵的带领。
And to do this, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
有时候人很软弱。
Sometimes man is very weak.
那没有圣灵帮助的话，很难做到。
And without the help of God, it's very difficult to accomplish the task.
我们早上讲过，魔鬼是个灵。
This morning we said that Satan is a spirit.
我们是肉体。
We are all flesh.
那肉体要跟灵征战的话，那不可能。
It is impossible for flesh to battle against the spirit.
只有灵跟灵征战才会公平啊。
It is only fair when we battle spirit with spirit.
好像鸡蛋去跟石头比赛，鸡蛋一定输得不公平啊。
And so if you fight with an egg and a stone, then the stone will win.
所以让石头跟石头去比啊，看哪个比较硬啊，才公平嘛。
And so you must battle between a stone and a stone to see which one is harder. Only that is fair.
所以我们要一定要靠圣灵啊，圣灵让圣灵去跟魔鬼打仗。
And so we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to have the Holy Spirit to battle against Satan.
那圣灵一定赢的嘛，神一定赢得啊。
And of course, Holy Spirit will win because God will win.
所以我们一定要祷告。
So we must pray.
那感谢主啊，今天中午我们帮助何丽云姐妹祷告。
And we thank God this afternoon we prayed for Sister Caroline.
那神垂听我们的祷告，她的孩子已经无事了。
And God has listened to our prayers; her child is out of danger.
所以这个都是一个属灵的征战。
So this is a spiritual warfare.